Proclamation number 6428 of 17th of December, 1955. Question to God and answer. I truly want to kindle a light in you which gives you clarity in all questions which move you, yet you also have to want it to become light in you. My will is unlimited, but I can only ever give you the measure you desire. But where I see your questions, where you ask them in connection with your thoughts towards me, there I am always willing to give an answer as far as it is helpful to you. For there is also knowledge which is of no use to you as long as you have not attained that maturity of soul that everything could be presented to you. But as soon as it concerns purely spiritual knowledge, you will not address any question to me in vain, and I will always answer you such that it will be understandable to you. Yet you will receive the answer inconspicuously, so that you will always think that you have mentally generated it yourselves, and therefore you will not always be convinced whether it corresponds to the truth. And I can only ever say to you, first ask me for enlightenment. Present your questions and doubts to me and ask me for clarification. Then your thoughts will always be directed correctly, then they will be guided truthfully, and you need not fear to be mistaken if you now represent the seemingly mentally gained opinion to your fellow human beings. Although you yourselves cannot prove to your fellow human beings that your opinion corresponds to the truth, you can have your own conviction for the time being, because I truly will not let a person walk in error who seriously desires the truth from me. If only you humans would make this knowledge your own, that you may trustingly come to me and approach me for the truth. That only your prayer has to be directed to me in spirit and in truth. But that you will then also be safely guided into truth, as I have promised you. So many different opinions could not be formed if all people wanted to ask for the working of my spirit and fulfill the necessary conditions for it, to earnestly desire the truth from him who is the eternal truth himself. To acknowledge him through conscious prayer for the supply of truth and to listen inwardly to it. i.e., to deal mentally with the questions that move him. Anyone who fulfills these conditions will also radiate love, or he would neither desire the truth nor make contact with me as the giver of truth. For this person also believes in me, and a convinced faith is the result of a way of life and love. And therefore the truth can never only be conveyed to the human being from outside, although I instruct my servants on earth to proclaim the gospel to their fellow human beings. The word which originates from me and is pure truth. For this gospel, too, must first occupy the person's thoughts, and depending on his attitude towards me he will accept or reject it. Because the recognition of truth also presupposes the working of my spirit, because this also requires the human being's will to stand in truth. But the hearing of my word can contribute towards the human being seeking contact with me as the source of truth. The word can already be enough to awaken the human being's desire for truth, thus it can also move the human being's thoughts. And then the first step is already taken, which leads to it becoming light in the human being. Then a spark will have fallen into the heart which can ignite if its will is good. For my will is to spread light on earth so that darkness may be dispelled. Amen.